I will call the, what is today, September 7th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
I'm here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Excused.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Without objection, I'd like to take an item out of order and move on to D2. Valerie Lukashevitz, land combination. Mr. Dietl.
Thank you.
By the way, is Valerie here? Okay, so if I butchered her name, I'm okay. All right.
Minutes.
As a land combination permit, this is a lot in the Tumble Brook subdivision. A long time ago, it was approved, and at that, when it was first approved, there was envisioned there would be trails here and an outlot created for the trails. The trails either were never developed or were removed. In addition, it was asked that the city do a plat to break up the outlots so that each adjacent property owner would have a portion of that outlot. That was done, but it's still an outlot. So based on the Unified Development Ordinance, no structures can be placed in an outlot. As the years have gone by, some people have asked for land combinations to combine the outlot with their lot so they could put an structure in there, and that's where we are today with this one. It's a little bit different in that there's an existing fence that encroaches into the outlot and a drainage way, for that matter. But with the combination of the outlot with the lot, that would not be a problem, having this fence in the outlot. And I believe the applicant has indicated they are in agreement with moving the fence so it's also outside of the drainage way. So staff is recommending approval.
Are we going to come back with a land combination for all of these?
We've talked about it. No final decision was made, but that is a possibility. We could do a replat as well.
I would suggest that it's a probability that we do whatever it takes easiest to make this better. Questions from commission? Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a land combination for tax key 739-0025-00 and 79-0111-000, roughly at 4205 West Carmel Drive, on outlot?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move back to item B1, Commissioner Haley's favorite thing. Approval of minutes of August 17th.
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C1, Zilber Limited, mixed-use multifamily and future commercial development. This is a public hearing. Mr. Fuchs, you have a notice to read.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, September 7th, 2017 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Zilber LTD for a special use to allow for a three-story, 180-unit multifamily residential development use consisting of six 30-unit apartment buildings, each building being three stories, 48,574 square feet, with exterior parking as well as underground parking, a 5,319 square foot recreation building, swimming pool and patio, dog park and playground, and approval to fill a 2,390.8 square foot wetland and associated wetland buffer and setback upon property zone B4 South 27th Street, mixed use commercial district, located at 7333 South 27th Street, tax key number 761-9992-004.
Here's we have a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Dietl, you want to give us the highlights, and then I'll open the public hearing.
Yes, sir. The public hearing is specifically related to the special use portion of this project. There's also a certified survey map and a comprehensive master plan amendment. But in regards to the public hearing, it's for the special use. The special use is required because our ordinances require for any multifamily residential development in this B4 zoning district, all such developments require a special use. Also related to that, the zoning district for this B4 area also requires that any multifamily residential development meet the standards that are in our R8 multifamily zoning district. And in that regard, this development has a higher density than that R8. The maximum in the R8 is 8 units per acre. And they're proposing something in the range of 13 to 17 units per acre. But that can be addressed if the Common Council wishes so as part of the special use. So again, is the special use then is to allow multifamily residential development in this B4 zoning district. The applicant has, and the public hearing notice has identified the number of units, the number of buildings. It's going to be two separate lots. A public road is proposed to go straight down the middle. The area is outlined in red. There'll be a public road going straight down the middle to connect 27th Street to 31st, I think that is. One lot on the north would have three of the apartment buildings. One lot on the south would have three apartment buildings. The third lot, as part of the CSM, is actually a future commercial lot that's going to front on 27th Street.
Nick, do you have that slide showing the layout?
Public hearing notice also mentioned the amenities that were being proposed as part of this multifamily residential development. And then the last thing I would mention is there are other components that we'll get to probably as the Plan Commission discusses it. I would like to point out that this applicant is going to be the first one, although there's another one on the agenda today, to utilize a new approach to filling in wetlands that applies only to public roads, sidewalks, and trails. In that instance, an ordinance was adopted last year by the council that requires an alternatives analysis and then review by the Common Council, and the Common Council can decide to approve it or as part of that approval can require mitigation if they wish. So I'll go into more detail later on that. But again, tonight, the special use public hearing is just for a special use for a multifamily residential development.
So the question for the those who want to speak is it appropriate for multifamily in this district? Okay, having that, I'll open the public hearing. Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak on this matter? Nick, can you put up the site plan? There you go. Anyone from the public wishing to speak? Please give us your name and address for the record. We like to limit to 3 minutes, but okay. We're a small group.
I'll make it quick.
Thanks.
My name is Reese Pendergast. I'm just worried about as far as...
Your address, please, sir.
3030 West Minnesota Avenue.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering as far as how much they're going to charge in these apartments, and where are the cars going to be parked? Are they going to be parked around each of the units? And also, too, I'd like to know as far as the refrigeration, is that going to be on top of the roof for that? And where are the garbage containers going to be? That kind of stuff. And how far is it set back from the homes? The north. Is there a certain distance that they have to be, being a three-story building that they have to meet with them?
Okay, let's see if we can run through these. Relative to the cars, they meet the city standard. They have, Joel?
No? They'll have some underground parking under each building. And Nick can correct me if I'm wrong, maybe half of the parking will be provided underground each building, and then the other half of the parking will be surface parking lots sort of in between the buildings or in front of the buildings. So there's a site plan, and so now you can see the outline of the buildings and the parking lot as well. So yes, the parking lot will be, so each building is a cluster of three, so to the top is the north, Minnesota Avenue.
Minnesota folks are here.
Yeah, so there'll be setback required, and I don't remember the distance offhand. Our ordinances don't require a larger setback. It does require more landscaping. So more landscaping will be placed in that setback. Then there'll be the back of that one building, the sides of the two buildings, and in between those three buildings is where the parking is, and roughly half of that, and then half would be underneath each building.
One other question.
Mechanicals. Some mechanicals may be on the roof. Other mechanicals will be inside the building. And then there's a parapet on the roof, so it should hopefully screen all those.
And rents. Market rate is the term?
Yeah. Would you like me to address?
Sure. But use the microphone, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
sure you introduce yourself. Sorry.
My name is Michael King. I'm with Zilber Limited. You asked about the underground parking. Every unit will have one underground space at least. The remainder of the parking would then be exterior. You can see none of it would be along Minnesota Avenue. It's all kind of clustered toward the inside of the three building grouping. See if I can get this laser pointer to work.
Well, what they need to know first is this is a building?
Correct.
This is a building?
Yep. And this is a building.
We're having laser wars. So you're on.
Promise not to shine it at you. Yes, the surface parking related to these three buildings will be clustered to the inside of that three-building grouping. And that was designed specifically to be as unobtrusive as possible to the neighbors. As far as the garbage, all the garbage is being handled in the underground basement parking of the buildings. None of it will be handled on the exterior. As far as rents go, we are currently projecting $1,200 as our one-bedroom rents and somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,600 to $1,700 for our two-bedroom rents. Trying to think what else. What other?
Setbacks.
Oh, yeah, setbacks. The required setback on that property line along Minnesota is, I believe, 30 feet, and the closest building is 53 feet from that line.
This
so
line
we
is a setback.
The minimum.
Yeah, minimum.
So you're double the minimum.
Correct. And, in fact, these two buildings are, you know, I think more than double the minimum.
Anyone else?
The one-bedroom units are just under 800 square feet, and the two-bedroom units are between about 1,050, with the most common size being 1,250 square feet for the two bedrooms.
Anyone else? Last chance. Oh, here we go. My favorite neighbor.
Kelly Nabel, 3027 West Minnesota.
Right there.
Yep. They were out there staking today, and before I wasn't all that concerned because I have a pretty heavy tree line back there, but where they were staking was when my husband went and asked them today what trees that they would be removing from their property. So that now is making me look into more what kind and a buffer that there's going along there, that if they're going to thin out that tree line, I guess I would like to have more information on what that tree line or the buffer would be.
Mr. King. Thank you, Nick. That's where I like you. Right there.
There you go.
Do you have the existing? Probably not.
We are keeping all of the existing tree line on both the north and the south buffer. We've identified 180 trees that are being saved. We are not removing any current trees. And in fact, per the city landscaping plan, we'll be planting a significant number of additional trees, both shade trees and pine trees as well.
And my other question is then the wetlands that would be, where is that located at? And is that circle behind building A, is that a retention pond? Or is that the wetland? That's what I thought.
There also is a pond immediately south of that. So a stormwater pond will be south of that wetland.
Pond? pond? Sorry, Patty. Is this a pond?
Right. So that's a wetland, too. And then that's the stormwater pond. Stormwater pond, stormwater pond. Three wetlands, one in each corner. Northeast corner there is a wetland. Northwest corner is a wetland. And then southwest is a wetland.
So then would the ponds be taking the place of the wetlands? Would the wetlands run in?
They're keeping those three wetlands. There is a finger of wetland where the road comes into 27th Street. They'll be filling in just that small part of the wetland.
Just that part?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly. It's good to see you. Anyone else? You guys can't be bashful because I'm pretty quick.
Yeah. name is Roger Nicholas. I live at 2810 West Minnesota Avenue. I've heard in the past of these projects with higher rent and not be able to rent them out, and they turning them into low-income housing later on, not by choice, but by the reason they have to because of to collect some rent. What's the possibility of that? None? I like none.
It'll be 100% market rate housing.
Okay.
Yep.
Anyone else? Alderman Wilhelm.
Alderman Wilhelm, you are on West College Avenue. Am I speaking close enough to the microphone? Can you hear
me? No.
Can you hear you? Maybe somebody will
turn it on. It's on. It's on.
Okay. I'm speaking in favor of the development for multiple reasons. This is the transition zone to higher commercial area. I wanted to make sure that the residents didn't have a lot of trucking and activity behind there, and they've worked very well with accommodating the residents' needs. They've, as they pointed out, have put the parking lot on the other side rather than a lot of them will shine headlights and parking right directly into the backyards of homes, so we've avoided that. And they've also done a with protecting the resources that are there. All the resources aren't much to speak of. They're pretty degraded, but they've done their work on that. They've accommodated with the flat roof, so there's not as much development to be seen, and that also allows the city to have a more economic development from the project by having the larger development project. One thing that I did want to speak to is I had told the neighbors we would try to do something with the corner up by the restaurant, and I'd like to see if you would consider something within the development agreement for the TID financing that was being worked on. I don't know exactly what progress is being made on that. That was given the council direction for that. But if that could be accommodated so the residents can be assured that that could move forward with what the intention was, that would be included in this, I would greatly appreciate that. That was part of my higher support for the project, was to do some kind of redevelopment for the whole area and spruce it up, and that would go a long way in changing the feel of the 27th Street corridor to a higher end use. Thank you. Please, and when this comes to council, I will be paying very close attention to the lighting and the landscaping. So I'd like you also to make sure you address the lighting and landscaping as far as effect on the residents on Minnesota.
Thank you. And yes, what you talked about will be in the development agreement, of course, because as you know, we agree with that. We agree with each other. Anyone else wishing to speak at public hearing? Do be quick. I'm reaching. Okay, seeing no one rising, I will close the public hearing on the special use application. You want to give us highlights on the comp plan?
Sure.
I'm sorry, sure. Alderman Fowler.
Not yet. Probably never. I just have a question for the alderperson. You mentioned a restaurant. Can you show, or could someone show me on the map on the restaurant that you were talking about?
Sure.
And you were talking about some redevelopment or TID there. Can I get an explanation for that, please?
Oh, yeah. Mr. King, you point to Little Cancun is the restaurant that's on, not part of this certified survey map and that, but one of the conditions that I had said that we would work on some redevelopment, they didn't want to include the redevelopment of that parcel as part of this project, but I felt it was very important to the neighborhood if we were going to have the multifamily use instead of strictly, you know, commercial use or whatever type of heavier activity could be in the back. If we did the multifamily, that I would want to see some help with that corner where Little Cancun is, and I would like the restaurant to stay. The restaurant wants to stay, but the idea would be that the motel could be raised as part of some TIF incentive from the city, and they are working through that progress with the city attorney and the economic development director.
Thank you.
Anyone else on the special use? Okay, let's move on to the comprehensive master plan amendment. This is a business item, so there will not be public hearing on this. Mr. Deedle.
The applicant is asking for a comprehensive master plan amendment. Staff had recommended that they do so to change the use, the future land use for this property. Right now it's mixed use, as is the surrounding property. To change that from mixed use to a residential multifamily for the apartments, and then commercial for the two-acre lot they're creating that's going to have future commercial, maybe a daycare on it. That is a departure from the current plan, and that's why staff is recommending no. The comprehensive master plan and the 27th Street plan both recommend that this area be mixed use. Not a lot of details are provided, so to be honest, not a lot of details are provided about what that mixed use definition should be. Typically and traditionally, or most commonly, mixed use is usually within a building. The most common scenario of that would be retail or commercial on the first floor, apartments above. Applicant doesn't want to do that. Another common scenario would be multiple buildings with multiple uses, usually with some kind of common unifying theme, all proposed as part of a project. That's becoming more common, but still is not the most common. But on a big scale, that would be something like Drexel Town Square. I am recommending that they're not doing either one of those. They're proposing multifamily residential for a majority of the parcel. It's a separate lot, and the other projects are all separate projects. They'll be coming under separate applications, possibly even by other separate parties. There is no common unifying theme. It's interesting to note that the 27th Street design standards don't apply to multifamily residential, I assume because both the 27th Street plan and the comprehensive master plan mention it's not envisioned that a lot of multifamily would be allowed here or would occur here. Multifamily is allowed as a special use. Both those plans, the 27th Street and the comprehensive master plan, acknowledge that some component of this area would be multifamily or residential. 27th Street plan further elaborates it was envisioned to be a small part. That would be my guess why there is no requirement for design standards for multifamily. So there is no common unifying theme. The other thing I would point out too is 70-30 goal. It's one of the most important goals in the comp plan, and we understand how hard it is to keep lands zoned and reserved for non-residential uses, and this is a perfect example. To have this property developed for non-residential uses, commercial, business, office, mixed use, whatever, has not occurred and probably will not occur in the foreseeable future. But people are interested in building this for residential. That's the idea behind the 70-30 goal, to retain as many of those lands as we can so that we can try to achieve that goal. So for those reasons, staff is recommending that.
Okay. Questions on the comp plan amendment? And the certified survey map is pretty self-explanatory. Anybody have any questions on the CSM? Commissioner Fowler.
It's just a question for staff. Joel, your report, as usual, is very thorough, and there are a lot of issues with this development. But with a residential neighborhood so close to that property and having been a strong supporter of the 70-30 goal, my concern would be that any type of business development that would go into this lot or this property would face quite a bit of opposition from the neighbors to the north along that strip of residential property, because it is a narrow strip of residential property. And though I'm a strong supporter of keeping these properties for business, I would be concerned that we would not get anyone that would satisfy some of the concerns that the neighbors might have for that property. This, while is probably not what I would conceive as a business or commercial property, it seems to be that hearing very little at the public hearing that the neighbors seem to have had. Apparently there was a meeting held, and the developer has met or at least tried to meet some of the concerns that the residential properties have. It would seem that we have a use for this property. And I know we have the 70-30 goal, but we also have a goal, as Mayor has stated before, that we need rooftops and we need density that might spur future commercial and retail growth. So with that being said, what would be your thoughts on trying to get a business or development in here that could be acceptable to the neighbors and to the elected officials in that area?
I believe history has shown it would be very difficult. There are things that can be done to help alleviate some of the concerns, density, enhanced buffers, a berm with landscaping on top. We're looking at that for the ballpark commons. So things like that can be done to help alleviate some of the concerns. But I do understand and have seen over the years, and so therefore not surprised in this instance, that the neighbors would be more accommodating or more accepting of multifamily development than a commercial. Because even with all those extra features added to a commercial development, there would still be some concerns and impacts.
And then finally, Mayor, if I had one more question to staff. There seem to be a numerous number of conditions that are in both documents.
Only a few in CSM and a good fair amount in a special use.
Has the developer agreed to those conditions?
I believe they don't agree with all of them.
Get those enumerated at some point?
I suspect they'll be coming up shortly.
Thank you.
Okay, let's do this one at a time. Comprehensive Master Plan Amendment. Is there a motion to approve a resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change...
So moved.
There isn't any conditions.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Do you want me to finish this, or does everybody think it's okay? We'll just leave it as it is. You just don't want to hear my voice, right?
You go. The
motion is to recommend approval. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We move on to the special use and...
I said no.
She voted no.
Let's take a roll call. Mr. Fuchs, please.